Bring in Joe Fisher, voice of the Commodores. We harass him every morning here on the Wake Up Zone in our Ferguson Bath Kitchen and Lighting Gallery Hotline. Joe, what's happening?
It's what we live for.
That's right. And I'm sure you watched a little bit of, at least, of the South Carolina-Florida game last night, doing a little scouting for Sunday's matchup.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, South Carolina has had a number of these type games this year where they've had the lead and let it get away late. In fact, some of their wins were coming in from behind and rallying late. So the last few minutes of their games have been decided, or have decided quite a few of them this year, but Florida's got a lot of talent. Calathes is really good. Spates with another double-double. You know, Calathes just seems to have no fear. He wants to take the big shot. He's such a good ball handler and passer, and it will be quite a challenge to go down there in Gainesville and play them now in first place on Sunday.
All right, Joe, and I got a question for you about Kevin Stallings, but first, our old buddy Bubba Spears got the job at East Literature, and I was talking about his unorthodox way of addressing a golf ball.
Kind of reaches for it a little bit, doesn't he?
I mean, I said he's one of those guys.
Posture isn't good, Joe.
When you see him on the tee box, you laugh and think, oh, man, I could walk away with his car keys and the deed to his house.
And then he gets two aside from you and beats the daylights out of you.
Just kills you, but anyway.
That's exactly right. Yeah, I'm happy for him. It'll be great to see him start up a program there at East Literature.
Joe, it's interesting, and obviously it abated towards the second half of the year, and that was a lot of the criticism towards Kevin Stallings. And it's just really interesting how he has completely solidified his position, not only with a Sweet 16 berth last year, but also, and not only you know, almost making the Elite Eight, but also coming back with a great recruiting class. And you know, you look at the long term prospects for Vanderbilt, and I think we all understood when Matt Frege and that whole group graduated that it might be tough for a year or two, but now you look at continuous success, sustained success over the years is now what you view the Vanderbilt program as having a chance to achieve.
I would agree with that, and it's been interesting to hear a lot of people who are around the program, fans of the program, echo the same sentiment that you know, they can look at the long-range prospects and see that it's not, you know, trying to put together one great run and find a way to get into the tournament every, you know, couple of years or so. I believe the expectation level is up, certainly among the coaches and the players, that they should be competing for a conference championship on a regular basis and that they should be in the NCAA tournament on a regular basis. And I think if you look at the combination of what they've got on the floor and what they've got coming, they seem to have put things together now where it's kind of operating the way they wanted it to. I know when Kevin came here, he thought it would take a certain amount of time to get the program built to the level that he wanted to achieve, and he actually, you know, conceded at one point that it was going to take longer than he thought. It was going to take at least a year longer than he thought, but I agree with you. I think he's reached that point now where, and they'll certainly not rest on it because there's a lot of basketball to play, but I think it's not hard to look at this and realize that they put together quite a formidable package here and hopefully for a number of years to come.
Joe, you talk about the schedule, and we've talked about how difficult it's been for the Commodores early in the conference season. After Florida on Saturday, maybe ease up a little bit, but in this league, there's not a whole lot of easing up.
I don't really think it eases up when you have to go to Ole Miss and play right after that.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, at Florida, then at Ole Miss, followed by the home game to Auburn, then at Georgia and at South Carolina. And there's just so much. I was talking to Kevin the other day about it, and it almost seems like winning at home is vital. Winning on the road is a bonus. Yeah, and that's kind of the way it's going to play out. If you can get road wins like Florida did at South Carolina, you know, any road win in the conference is big. And so if we can go to Gainesville and play well and you come out of there with a win, it's really a big feather in your cap. But what it does do is it really puts a lot of pressure on the home team. You know, the home team feels like I cannot afford to let a game get away in my own place because then I've got to make it up somewhere else. And so that's the real challenge of this season.
Joe, thanks as always. Talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, look for Brant Snedeker today, guys. Brant's playing in the Buick Invitational. He's paired with Vijay Singh, and he's in the group, I think, right ahead of Tiger Woods' group. So,
and that's where he busted out last year, Joe.
Yeah, so he might get some considerable play on Golf Channel today.
Hear him scream, "Hey, stop hitting into me, Tiger."
Exactly.
Vijay, wait till the round's over to hit practice balls.
Exactly.
See you, Joe.
Thanks,
right.
Joe.